Okay. Great performance by our guys today. Phenomenal performance under a difficult situation, circumstances, as far as, have a heart-wrenching loss last week and hear the outside noise of what do you have to play for and stuff. We met with the guys on Monday, talked about we got a lot to play for. We have the opportunity to play for each other. We have an opportunity to play in the Bill and an opportunity to continue to do something pretty special in writing a legacy and finishing the story of the 2023 season. Our guys came to play today. And I don't know if anybody was worried or questioned about it. Our guys came to play. We beat a good Baylor team. Baylor does a great job of different things, trick plays, fake things on special. They're always going to fight. They were down, 30 against UCF at UCF and found a way to win. They were going to give everything they had to try to win this game. But our guys just kept denying them. And I thought offensively, it was great to see Will have another special game. Had a number of guys step up for us offensively, catching the ball, running the ball. Defensively, we made some plays. We had two defensive touchdowns, which is huge. We have a special teams touchdown, basically, which is huge. And then we had four stops on fourth down. And this is part of what you have to do when you play Baylor. You have to be able to play four downs. And so, I look at it, we had one interception, we got three fumble recoveries, and we had four stops on fourth down. You got eight turnovers, it's hard to beat you.
Will Howard now the all-time touchdown pass. What's that say about this young man?
Resolve, toughness, character. Kids battled through. And he's playing at such a high level right now. Excited for him as he's, having a great season. And he and I had a lot of conversations this week and couldn't be more proud of a guy. He knows how much I love him. He knows how I feel about him. And for him to have that record says an awful lot about what kind of player he is.
A couple weeks ago, maybe a month ago, you were talking about needing some turnovers from the defense, and now you're getting touchdowns. How big was that kind of hitting?
Cody Stufflebean, what a big-time play. And Stuff's always playing in the rotation. He's always in there. He's always getting as many plays as maybe Mott and Nate and stuff. But what a great pass rush and makes a big-time hit at a critical time where we had not really slowed him down yet. And then Dez picks it up and takes it in and scores. That was a huge play. We give up a touchdown on a trick play. That they do a nice job. They get the trick play, and then we run a coverage that we typically don't run in the situation, and we trap the flat, and Keenan Garber makes a big pick and gets it in for a touchdown. Those were two huge things, and, to get 59 points, man, and it came from offense, defense, and teams.
It looked like you and Will actually shared a pretty cool moment there after you set the record. Can you tell us what you told them and what?
Just how proud I am of what he's accomplished and done. I'm sure what we talked about, I don't even know. A play that's going to kind of get forgotten about, and I can't remember what the score was. I know we were ahead, but it was 4th and 8. And it was about at the 40-yard line, 35-yard line, and we went for it. And that was my way of not only telling him but the offense that, man, we believe you, here are the keys. Go make a play. And Phillip Brooks is playing at such a high level right now. Phillip is playing really, really good football. And it was great that he had the game that he did last week that kind of got overshadowed with the loss. But he keeps battling and keeps playing really well and makes big-time catches.
I just want to see if you can just tell me a little bit about Keenan, his journey at this point, and how special it is that after all these years on offense, he gets this first touchdown.
No doubt. And he was struggling on offense, and we visited late last year, and we flipped him over to defense, played some scout team, I don't even know, it was about this time probably. He was just doing some scout team corner stuff and finds himself playing about 15, 20 snaps in a Big 12 championship game after never playing a snap. Then he took all the snaps in the spring, took all the snaps in the fall, continuing to get better and better. And It was fun to see him get a big pick and score. I didn't think he was going to get caught.
Coach, Baylor scores a touchdown late in the first half. They recover an onside kick, and if they go score, maybe a different game coming out. How big was your
pick? Absolutely. We had a chance to make a play on the onside kick, and that's what you're going to get with Baylor. They're going to try stuff, and they make a big play. That's Dave's style. That's why you go for it on fourth down. That's why you have fake punts and fake field goals and so forth. Defense had a big stop, and I really didn't think they were going to try a 51 or 52-yard field goal into a little bit of a breeze, and we're trying to scream at them that we know a fake's coming. And I thought about using the timeout, Keenan had the coverage. It would have been a really good throw and catch, but that was a big play because you're right. It goes, 35-13, and could go to 19 or 20. Depends. They were going to go for two every time too.
And then Jay Cliff, that we saw, had come out of the game. How's he doing?
Yeah, we don't have any preliminary information on Jake. Austin Romain came back in and stepped up and did a nice job. And the other guy that came in and we're in that position now to be able to play him is Rex Van Wy. And I think you guys saw Rex Van Wy to say, wow, that kid's long. He's athletic. He's a pretty good football player. We wanted to save his year. And I think this was game two for him that we played. So now we can still play him the next two and have him for postseason and keep his year of eligibility. So that's going to really help us to be able to play Rex.
Was it to get a lot of those younger guys kind of in the game?
Yeah, it was really good. And, you never really felt like the game was in hand because of how fast and their tempo and how much, how many plays they were running. But it was fun to see a lot of guys make plays on special teams, offense, and defense. We had a lot of guys contribute. I was happy for Christian Moore. First touchdown he scored, that was big. I was happy for Avery and Oak getting a connection on a score. Had some young guys in the secondary get a chance. It was fun to play a lot of guys.
How nervous is Coach Riley when you put Cooper's BP in on the defensive line?
He doesn't have a choice. I tell him we're using him, and he's like, okay. And Biebs is happy as heck when I run over the offense and say, we need you for these three plays. So he wants to be up for the Heisman because he's one of the best two-way players. He's not Travis Hunter, but he's one of the best two-way players. With us not having Damian, we have to. Now, we think we'll get Damian back next week, so that Biebs will probably be out.
How improved is your receivers the last few weeks? It feels like they're kind of night and day a little bit.
Yeah, they're getting more comfortable and getting better at practice, and we have a number of guys that are in there making plays, so it's fun to see us having that much confidence in us in throwing the football too, and that's been good. Our protection's been pretty good. These guys did what we thought they did. They were going to blitz the heck out of us, and they made some plays blitzing us, and then we made them pay a few times.
I don't know if you scoreboard-watch, but could you please reiterate just how crazy the Big 12 is this year?
It's hard to win football games, and I don't know if anybody realizes how hard this is. You think it's easy, Fitz, and I don't understand that why you don't win them all. But it's really hard to win games, and that's why the manner of which we've won at home just doesn't happen typically. I did see that Texas Tech won, and they're a good football team. KU's a good football team, and when I was down doing the radio, I saw the score of Oklahoma State and UCF. Everybody saw UCF play. They know that they're a really talented team, and that's why. I don't know how the race will shake out and stuff. We just got to keep playing, and that's all we can do because this is a really good league. It's got parity. It's deep, and if you don't play your best football, you're going to get beat.
I noticed that you had Toby Osensami at defensive end a few times today, repping there. How'd you like his play there?
I liked it, and he's taking more and more reps there in some of our third down stuff because he's a really talented guy there, and we're trying to find ways to get him on the field. If that's losing backers, we probably won't be able to do that as much because, we're running out of those guys.
Was there a moment where you noticed how much fun your guys were having out there? There was as much smile as I've ever seen.
That's good to hear, Glenn. I know our guys were ready to play, and that was the one thing that I was hoping, praying, counting on, and they were ready to play. They were excited. I could tell this morning, getting rolling, to coming out with pregame, and we took the ball because we wanted to get a lead and get ahead. Didn't last very long, but we got the big score, and then we were able to get a couple stops and get the turnovers, and our guys were having a lot of fun.
How would you summarize the entirety of progress, not only in 2023, but like week 5 to week 11?
Probably what I thought we would do with the amount of young players we were playing in the secondary, that was going to be some growing pains. Trying to figure out what we were in a run game, trying to continue to push some of these guys at receiver and tight end. You know, we lost Garrett Oakley for a good chunk of the season, and now he's back healthy. And everybody sees that kid's a real factor. So, and we're just getting more and more out of a lot of guys, and that tells me they're continuing to develop, they're continuing to get better every day.
Kind of a bounce-back game for the offensive line with as regular as Texas defense is?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, yeah, trust me, I think Ryle's challenged those guys a little bit.
And just lastly, the way DJ Gibbons ran and the way he's played all season?
He ran hard, and he's getting better, and we knew that was another one that, no different than the secondary, he was going to continue to get better the more snaps he got. I did not. Joe Hall grabbed him. I didn't realize they removed you. It's like, the targeting, they don't. I saw that they removed him. We'll get a chance to visit with him, and I saw some of it unfold, and I know that Khalid's remorseful, and we'll figure that out. But I love Khalid Duke, and I'm always going to go to bat for that kid.